USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Months before the call that set off an impeachment inquiry, many in the diplomatic community were alarmed by the Trump administration's abrupt removal of a career diplomat from her post as ambassador to Ukraine. The ambassador's ouster and the campaign against her that preceded it are now emerging as the key sequence of events behind a whistleblower's complaint alleging that the president pressured a foreign country to investigate his political rival. In a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Robert Menendez demanded answers about the ouster of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Through it all, Donald Trump is saying that this is all just a big witch hunt.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg said she doesn't understand why grown-ups and world leaders would mock children and teens for acting on science, responding to attacks on her campaign as students conducted a second wave of global protests demanding action on climate change. When asked about U.S. President Donald Trump and others who have mocked her, the 16-year-old activists say they likely feel their worldview and interest are being threatened by climate activism. Fiat Chrysler is paying $40 million to settle with U.S. securities regulators who say the automaker misled investors by overstating its monthly sales numbers over a five-year period. The Italian-American company inflated sales by paying dealers to report fake numbers from 2012 to 2016. Fiat Chrysler agreed to pay the civil penalty and stop violating anti-fraud reporting and internal accounting control regulations, according to the SEC. The automaker did not admit or deny the agency's allegations, according to the statement. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. Starting in March of 2018, Facebook began looking into the apps that have access to users' data. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over a million apps so far. The days may be numbered for Senator Cory Booker's presidential campaign, as he must raise nearly $2 million in the next 10 days, or the candidate has no legitimate long-term path forward, according to his campaign manager, Adisu Demise. She warned that a weaker-than-expected fundraising drive in the early part of September, now the campaign needs to rake in another $1.7 to $2 million before the last day of the month. The next 10 days will determine whether Cory Booker can stay in this race. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.